Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, 303, Carton Show, Big Mac. Great to have you here. Lots cooking today. By the way, I was doing a little research into Josh Allen because big playoff for Josh Allen.
Sure, absolutely.
Because what's the excuse going to be for you Bills fans after this year?
Yeah.
No Patrick Mahomes, obviously. No smoking on that Joe Burrow, obviously. No Lamar Jackson in the postseason.
He better win this game.
No excuses. Well, Josh Allen's never won a road playoff game. So we can start with that. And I was taking a look at the quarterbacks that Josh Allen has beaten in the postseason.
Okay.
So he's got 7 postseason wins. That's the most of any quarterback that's not won a Super Bowl. All right, so what to say you want about that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Most ever?
That's what someone wrote on Twitter.
Well, that's good. That's good enough to go with it.
That's my source these days.
7 playoff wins without a Super Bowl, the most ever. That's interesting.
That's what someone said on Twitter.
I mean,
Twitter's never wrong.
It's a big enough number.
Seems like a lot.
It's a big enough number where I'm at least not poo-pooing that.
Here's the quarterbacks Josh Allen has beaten, just real quick, okay?
Real quick.
A 40-year-old Philip Rivers.
Right.
Okay. Ty Huntley. Okay. Mac Jones. You stop me when I get to a good one.
Okay.
Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Skylar Thompson. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A rookie Bo Nix. Okay.
Yep.
And he does have a win against Lamar Jackson.
I was going to say Lamar.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes.
No,
that's
the one. The rest are bad.
Right. And this weekend, obviously, he's going up against Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Bills are on the road in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about, as great as Josh Allen is, Josh Allen's a top-3 quarterback, and he's destined for the Hall of Fame, not knocking his game at all. I'm just trying to figure out, and this is my Jet fandom coming through 100%. I'm trying to figure out what the excuse is going to be from Bills fans when they don't get, at least let's just say, I don't know, to an AFC championship game, or if the Jaguars do beat them mm-hmm. in Jacksonville this weekend. And my gut is we're going to start treating Josh Allen fans
mm-hmm.
are going to start treating Josh Allen like LeBron James fans. Josh Allen's becoming the LeBron James of the NFL, meaning it's never his fault.
Right.
It's always not enough talent around him. What can you expect him to do? Can't carry the team every year. He's LeBron James.
I think that's fair. I think they'll definitely give you that. You're forgetting the other big one that we talked about. What happened? What are you worried about? What should Giant fans worry if they lose the game?
That they fire Sean McDermott,
the coach.
And now John Harbaugh becomes the Bills coach.
The coach.
Right.
The coach, as well as the team
He's
around
bad
him.
Bad coaching.
Bad coaching.
Right.
Always terrible at the end of the games, clock management. Like, they'll go right to McDermott, throw him under the bus. That's why I'm concerned if they lose the game, he's fired.
Yeah, well,
I think he becomes the scapegoat. It's not Josh Allen. You're 100% right.
Yep.
The wide receiving core is not good. The defense hasn't been great. They have a great run game.
Yep.
And they got Josh Allen.
James Cook led the league in rushing this year.
Led the league in rushing.
Yep. They got a really good run game.
Now, they're going against a team that has the best rush defense in the NFL. But that's the team. Josh Allen and the run game. And I agree with you. It's not going to be Josh Allen's fault if they lose.
No. Like, if he throws 5 interceptions, obviously, yes.
Right.
But outside of something like that,
no.
It's going to be, the GM let him down. Why'd you let Stephon Diggs go to New England 2 years later?
Right.
Oh, my God. You never got another wide receiver. Blah, 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 blah. But he's become the LeBron James of the NFL. I just think he's better at football than LeBron is at basketball, but that's my own personal take on that. That's a story probably for March.
Yeah.
March, April, May.
How many NBA finals has LeBron gotten to?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Like one? Two?
One or two?
A couple of them.
Okay.
I'm not a LeBron
Don't you think
guy.
Lamar is the same thing, though?
Except nobody says.
I mean, I could make an argument that the Baltimore Ravens have had a better roster over the last handful of years.
They have. I think Lamar's 3-5 in the postseason.
Yeah.
You could fact check me out if you want to. The difference is that when the Ravens have lost, Lamar's the guy that gets blamed. It's Lamar Jackson.
That's fair. That's
Lamar
fair.
Jackson
You're right.
came up
That's
small.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson can't win the big game.
Yep.
People forget the Mark Andrews fumble and drop.
Yeah.
People forget the Zay Flowers fumble at the goal line. People forget the missed field goal. It's always Lamar. And they confirmed he is 3-5 in the postseason. check one for me. The reality is that he gets blamed.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen never gets blamed.
That's fair.
We'll see what they come up with if they lose to the Jaguars.
The
and you have a pick on that game
it's
later,
the coach.
Right?
Yes, I do.
Little insight or no? Go wait till later?
I'm going to wait till later.
All right.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Close to waiting. I like it. Here's Carol in Point Pleasant on the Fan. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Carol.
Good. How are you?
Great.
So I wanted to talk to you about your Twitter story and the poor Jets. And I do mean poor Jets. I mean, yep. I'm a Giant fan. But here's the deal with social media. I'm going to call you an influencer.
Okay.
And you don't tweet so many times a week or so many times a day.
Yeah.
They drop you. Social media is all run by an algorithm.
Okay.
That says, how often do you tweet? How often do people, and I'm talking Facebook, all the platforms are the same.
Yeah.
How often do you post? How often do people
read? But I don't think the Jets are looking to monetize their tweets like I am.
Right.
You follow me? So like,
no, I don't think they're looking to monetize it, but they're looking to stay up in the algorithm, because if you fall in the algorithm, they don't share your posts with as many people.
Oh, look, you might be right about that.
They should still put out better content.
Look, I totally understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, for people like us who try to build an online following, and I've been blessed to have built a pretty good one over the last couple years, yes. There's like tricks to the trade. How do you get more views? How do you get more followers? Blah, blah, blah. And you become a slave to it, right? When do you post? How often? I don't think teams... Look, I'm sure the social media people with the Jets, like any other franchise, take great pride in their work, and they want to get a lot of views. They get reports every month. How many views did we get this month compared to last month? Why are we up? Why are we down? I get it. But I don't think that the Jets put out today's tweet about celebrating that their 5 offensive linemen started every game. I know where the team has done that in a year and a half because they want to make sure they got enough views today.
No.
I just don't buy that.
No.
Now, I could be wrong.
They wanted to try and convince the fans there's something to look forward to. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to convince their fans that while the noise around the Giants and hiring a coach is there and the playoffs are about to start, don't worry. We are good. There are things to be positive about.
Sure.
We were excellent in special teams. The offensive line was a group that not only performed, but stayed together. Like, this is what they're trying to sell you.
By the way, the New York Jets, if you had to take a guess.
Yeah.
And this is just Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. How many followers do you think the Jets have?
Close to 1 million?
No.
1 million?
1.2 million.
1.2 million.
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
How many do you think the Jets have?
It's a lot for me.
Yeah, I mean, you have like 9.
Yeah, I have something like that. I think I'm up to 13. But
there you go. How many think the Giants have? By default, it's got to be more.
Yeah.
Right?
But I wouldn't think it'd be that much more. Let's go 1.6.
1.8. Not bad. You're
in
the ballpark then.
Yeah.
What do you think the Knicks have? If you had to take a wild guess on that one.
I think the Knicks might be more because, again, it's the one team. But I don't think that much more. Let's go 2.2.
2.2. Wow. My man, Ponce and Pans on the number.
There you go.
So the Knicks have Yankees. What do the Yankees have? The Knicks have 2.2.
Yeah.
Giants are 1.8.
Jets are 1.2. Are such a national brand that I have to go higher. I'm going to go
2.8. No. That was your worst guess of all the guesses.
Oh, really?
Higher, Bob.
Oh, higher. See?
Yeah.
5.
No. 3.6 Twitter followers.
Okay.
3.6 million Twitter followers.
Yeah.
I guess that's got to be the most in baseball, unless the Dodgers have more.
The Dodgers might. Now,
I'll give you real quick.
With Ohtani in Japan, I bet you it's more. I bet you it's more.
Is there Twitter in Japan? Do they use Twitter?
I think so.
I don't know.
I've never been to Japan. All I know is that 7-Eleven have excellent egg salad sandwiches.
There you go.
I don't know how that's possible.
You shouldn't be eating that.
No, they say no. No.
You can't eat egg salad at 7-Eleven.
No, you're not.
You know all that egg salad
No.
is?
They say it's fantastic.
Who says?
Like all the
Japanese?
All the food influencers and everything, they're astounded. If you go to Japan, you get an egg salad sandwich.
In Japan?
Yes.
I thought you said that.
No, you don't anything here. That's what makes it so interesting.
You said egg salad at 7-Eleven, I thought
yes,
you said.
In Japan.
There's no 7-Elevens in Japan.
Yes, there are.
Are there?
Yes.
They and drink slushies.
And apparently you got to get, did you just stir your coffee with a pen?
Yeah. I don't have a spoon. What do you want me to do?
Someone will go get you a spoon.
It's just hot water and honey. It's
all
fine.
All right, okay. That's fine.
Good.
All right, but I'm just saying, you threw me off. Yes, there's 7-Elevens. And yes, apparently it's on like this special kind of bread, and it's a special way they make the egg salad. You get an egg salad sandwich. If you go to Japan, it's the first place I'm going. If I ever go to Japan, I'm stopping at 7-Eleven. I'm getting that egg salad sandwich.
If I go to Japan,
yeah,
the first thing I'm doing is getting hibachi.
Egg salad sandwich.
Because that's what they're
the
known for.
They're known for their 7-Eleven egg salad sandwiches.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling you, it's a new thing.
Honey, listen, I know we're in Japan. We got to make a quick stop at the convenience store.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Supposedly, the egg salad's the best.
That's think of how ridiculous that statement
is. That's stupid.
The idea that it's true is fascinating to me.
Okay. Well, if you ever go to Japan, let me know.
I will.
The L.A. Dodgers, less than the Yankees.
Less than the
Yankees. A lot less.
Really?
2.9.
Okay.
Yeah. Yankees are number one in baseball.
We win somewhere.
There you go.
Just doing a little research. The Yankees are number one, and then MLB as a whole.